This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need, from athletic stuff, like a full-court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff, like a half-mile stroll. Get those steps in! And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace, to nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist. Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
5 a.m., I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius. Live. Fit. Go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit BestWestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
Well, hey, folks, this is our segment of Shiny Objects. I'm here with Matt Dykes, world-famous turkey slayer. And if you missed him on the previous podcast, make sure you give it a listen. There's some great turkey hunting tips and also a few great tales that you won't want to miss. Shiny Objects is all about our current obsession. Doesn't necessarily have to be an object. It can be an upcoming hunt, a good read, a song, you name it. It's your shiny object. Welcome to the Range Podcast. I'm Ricky Brule, and with me is Jake Hollywood Iverson. Join us at the Archery Range, where we'll tell stories from the hunt, discuss technical bow shooting tactics and gear, and pick the brains of some of the most successful people to ever shoot a bow. Whether you're about to shoot that X for the win or send an arrow at a trophy buck, this podcast is for you. The Range Podcast is brought to you by Vapor Trail Archery, makers of the best bowstrings money can buy, originators of limb-driven arrow rest technology, and innovators of stokerized stabilizer systems. So Matt, what is your current shiny object, man?
So I was putting a little bit of thought into this, but I was just, you know, what's at the forefront of my mind. So basically, you know, you get into the off season here, you're thinking about, okay, well, what's to look forward to in your upcoming hunt? So I would say my shiny object is, you know, my upcoming hunts and the tags in my pocket and my calendar, mainly because you know, if going as hard at turkey hunting as I have and what I'm planning on doing, it's all about time management. To where
you're married now, huh?
Yeah, married, and I'm blessed to have a wonderful wife who supports me in the fact that I love to bull hunt turkeys, and she says, like, hey, you know, I realize April and May is kind of your time to do what you love, and mm-hmm. and I want to make sure we don't make plans for this or that because I want you to go do that, and she understands that you know, it's one thing I love about her is just she understands that for me to be the best version of myself, I need to do what I love to do, you know? So, I'd say my calendar, you know, because a lot of my hunts that I'm doing, I'm looking at, okay, you know, how much vacation time do I have? And it's all about time management because, you know, what I'll do is I'll get off work, let's say end of the week, and then I'll drive overnight. You know, it might be 10 hours to a certain state so I can get to that state before sunup so I can sit in a good spot and listen to where I hear birds or see birds, things like that. So I say, okay. You know, this week I'm going to get here on this day at about, you know, 3 a.m. I should get there. I'm going to sleep in my truck for a few hours, and this is where I'm going to sit and listen and watch what's going on. Because if you don't take the time to do that or make yourself do that, you can waste a half a day or a full day when you could, you know, have gotten intel and be hunting. So mm-hmm. I would say it's definitely that that type of thing and looking at different dates that I can do, you know, different hunts in different states and, you know, how long I think I can manage in one state or the other. And it's really a time management thing. Mm-hmm. Just from a non-hunting perspective, I would say one thing I really look forward to a lot is vacations with my wife. Her family, a part of her family is from Ireland. So I got to travel with her over there a couple times. That was a lot of fun. And so, you know, later in the year, we're kind of planning to do another trip to Europe and, you know, maybe somewhere we neither one of us have been. So that's kind of cool. Something, a shiny object or topic to look forward to is just things that get me going in life are all adventure, new things, new places, new experiences all over the world. So that's kind of a thing I'm looking forward to doing with her. We have no idea where we're going, what we're going to do, but, sweet. You know, obviously both of those topics go around, you know, your time management and what you want to see, what you want to do, what you want to accomplish. And so it's like, I'm always, you know, I catch myself always, you know, looking at my calendar for different weeks, whether it's hunting or non-hunting related. And it's almost insane how much I'm trying to figure it out and thinking different scenarios through my head. And it's kind of funny, you know, somebody, you know, might look at it like, man, you're crazy.
Yeah. No, that's good. And I can tell it's genuine because there's a glimmer in your eye right now.
Yeah.
You're talking about the trip you're taking and all that. And there's something about that, you know, it's a big trip. And so the turkey hunting, right? Like you're kind of used to that. You've got a routine and you kind of know what to do, but when it's something completely new and you're diving into that and you got to plan it out way ahead of time. So I can see how that would be a shiny object. Cause it's probably what you guys are really focused on right now is planning for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think just the best part of it is just making the best plan to, you know, things you look forward to or, you know, whether it's hunting or non-hunting related, just that excitement that gets you going. It's what keeps you going. It's just that fire inside you that makes you want to do different things in life. And, you know, I would encourage anybody out there to never lose that fire and that drive to do those sort of things. It's what keeps you alive.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why all of us hunt and do what we love to do.
Awesome shiny object. I love that. You know what I mean? Of course, turkey hunting is going to be part of it too, but I know I see the adventures that you and your wife are taking and it looks like you're having a blast and you know, you and I've talked a little bit briefly about it and it's just really cool. I love that. So
yeah. She's the best travel buddy, has all the best travel tips. You know, when I went to Ireland, she had probably been there. I would guess between, you know, 25 and 30 times before that to, you know, and it was like having my own personal tour guide basically because she's like, no, we're going to see this and this, and you can get into, you know, 8 or 9 days to what it would take somebody else a month to go see. So it was a very, you know, I had great experiences and she's great to travel with and always look forward to it. So
yeah, that's cool. So normally we would go around the room and we would talk about our shiny objects. Of course, Hollywood and I just filmed a shiny object episode yesterday. So Hollywood, is there a new shiny object that you've found within one day?
I am going to throw just a curveball that we haven't touched yet. I would say, alluding to the other shiny object, I was recently talking about my time off and Western hunting, more than likely not doing any Western hunting, but a book. Throwing it out there. I don't know if we've done a book.
Good.
I believe I'm tripping on the name now because it's just last second, but John Lovell, he has the Warrior Poet Society, and his book is all about bringing back like the manlyhood. And it's just kind of like, you know, we always talk about hunting and whatnot, but it's just being like, kind of the man in the room and just getting back to, protecting, your loved ones, and going back to like almost caveman sounding these days, but like where man came from, where, you know, he talks about how with technology we've become so soft. And I think we've talked about it before, you know, with hard times come hard men and soft times come soft men, or, you know, somewhere around those, that saying. And it's just getting back to being what a man is, I guess, just because you can see it, you know, a lot of society's lost it. And we, my generation, has become pretty soft. And it's just kind of a call to action. It's just like, you know, go out and do crazy or, you know, adventurous stuff, hard stuff, and, you know, cut your elbow, you know, go and do like some man stuff and, you know, challenge yourself. And, you know, a lot of it, he just it touches on, is just, we're so sedentary and we're so okay with the everyday lifestyle, but break that mold and, you know, go out and make life hard for a little bit, because it'll make you better as a person. And, you know, just reach back to, where men came from, I guess. It's kind of a call to action sort of thing.
What was the name of the book again?
I believe it's called The Warrior Poet. I know that's like his, he has like a forum, but The Warrior Poet Society, John Lovell, looks like Rick's looking it up. The Warrior Poet Way.
John Lovell. Yep. Yeah. Warrior Poet.
So he's a big, like, he's a former, ranger, and, you know, now like a firearms instructor sort of thing. And so guns are kind of his thing, and that's his teaching. But it's kind of trying to started with like a book group sort of thing, and just kind of trying to mend the gun side of things. You know, you look at military, and it's just like these crazy jarheads, and you know, just, you know, crazy side of society with a normal side of society. And, you know, he mentions how it's hard to come back from overseas kicking in doors and just, you know, like he mentions in there, he's like, I could kill that guy, you know? And like, it's just a mindset that, you know, he's used to, of just like this screwed up way of thinking for us anyway. And then trying to go, okay, how do I rear this back toward being a father and a husband, without going like over the top, and, also just, you know, spreading knowledge through reading. So it's definitely an interesting take.
Yeah.
But he's a pretty sweet dude.
That's cool. I'm glad you mentioned a book, 'cause I always have a book that I'm currently reading.
Same.
And it's, and I always say in Shiny Objects, it could be a book, but I never talk about, well, I did in the episode with Josh Boyd. I talked about a book that I just recently read. But currently I'm reading, and this was a recommendation from, an ultra runner, endurance athlete that I spoke with, Rick and I spoke with on the Don't Die Rusty podcast, and her name is Emily Hoggood. And she's like top five, I believe he said, in the world right now. So she's, and anyway, but she's reading the book Unbroken, and I don't know, there's a movie adaptation about this particular individual. His name is I'm drawing a blank on his last name. He's Italian, Lewis something or other, but
Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton.
That sounds right. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on his name right now, but it's just it's a pretty inspiring story about how he just was a problem child growing up, and then just that kind of turned into him having to make a very serious decision, like something I didn't realize. Have you ever heard of eugenics? So back in the 30s, the state of California was starting to employ something called eugenics, where it was basically systematically eliminating people in society that were maybe not fit. So if you were blind, if you were, you know, if you had some sort of mental retardation, or you know, and so like in a lot of institutions, what they were doing is they were feeding people milk that had tuberculosis in it.
Oh, geez.
And with the premise that if they can survive it, then they're fit to live, and if they can't, then they can't.
Wow.
But it's a lot of different things, right? And this was happening in California in the 30s, and then and this is according to the book, so I don't, you know what I mean? It's not a medical journal, so I don't know how much to, you know,
right.
But anyway, the point that I'm making with that is that he would like, if you weren't deemed, you know, a good citizen, you were part of that group. and he was kind of a problem child and was causing problems. And so it like struck a fear in him. And he just like flipped his switch like that and started really focusing. His brother was a runner, so he really dove into that and started doing that and ended up going to the Olympics in Berlin just before World War II. So he was part of, he actually shook Hitler's hand because he had done like a record lap in the 5,000 meter run. And so he actually like shook the hand of Hitler and I think he got a picture with him.
Wow.
This is the dude that participated or had to go to World War II.
Yeah, he was. He ended up being in, I've read that in book. The war.
Shows how much I remember.
Good Unbroken. Job. Yeah, yeah. It's pretty incredible. But he, so he went through quite a bit. And again, so like I love these stories about resilience. You know what I mean? And so that's part of why I started reading it, because she had talked about it. It's a question I like to ask people, like, what book are you currently reading?
Yeah.
You know, because that helps prompt me to read something.
Yeah.
And so once I get through this one, I started reading Black Elk. This was with my wife a couple months ago. And then it's kind of a, I don't know, it's a difficult read. There's a lot of appendices and I feel like I have to keep going back and forth and it's not an easy read. So I really had a hard time getting through it. But I want to get back to that book because it's a pretty good one too.
Yeah. I had gone quite a while without reading hardly anything at all. I mean, like years, a decade, over a decade. One good one I read recently within the last few weeks is, it's called, and it's just because, you know, with the world we're in where it's chaos, right? We're always stressed out doing multiple things at once. And it's the multiple things we have on our plate, the multiple ways of communication, this, that, and the other are stresses that, people didn't have to deal with 100 years ago, you know, and in a lot of ways you could say it's things that we weren't designed to have to deal with on a regular basis, so to speak. So a book I read is called Building a Non-Anxious Life by John Delaney. And he's like, if you're not familiar with him, he's one of the guys that Dave Ramsey has him on the show. I try to watch some Dave Ramsey stuff. I always got good financial advice, things like that. But he did a great job, and he had I bought the book and had different segments of how to think in terms of, you know, the different, you know, facets of your life that you can do everything in a matter of to, you know, live a more peaceful life, right? To understand your anxieties, you know, what it is. The fact that your anxiety in itself, if you have any, is basically like a fire alarm going off in your house. So if you're just numbing your anxiety, you're just like turning off the fire alarm instead of addressing what's actually going on and trying to make, you know, lifestyle changes and things. So it was a very, very good book, very well written. So if, you know, anybody that sounds interested, I'd definitely recommend it.
I looked right at it and I was like, I've heard good things about it. And I was like,
yeah,
maybe next time.
Yeah, I have it. No, I'd let you borrow it. So.
Yeah, please.
Awesome. All right. Well, folks, that brings us to the end of this episode. Matt, thanks so much again for your time today. Really appreciate it. So where can people find you if they want to get in touch with you?
Well, I don't have my own show or social
Matt
media.
Dykes Turkey, you know, Slayer Show.
I didn't create my own turkey hunting page or anything like that. I'm just a normal guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm on social media, you know, Facebook and Instagram. But I have people reach out to me pretty often, ask me questions about hunting, this, that, the other. I'm always happy to help people. You know, even if you're just a beginner, that's what I'm here for. And so if you want to talk, I'm on Facebook or Instagram, and, you know, hopefully be posting some turkey pictures in the coming months.
Yeah, man.
And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, man, for sure. Hopefully all of us.
Yeah, hope so.
Yeah.
I'm going public again.
I gotta hunt with Johnny this year, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to be lots of beer cans falling out of that line, man, I tell you what.
The lucky ones for turkey hunting, I'll tell you, are summer shandies.
Yes. Okay. All right.
I have stories.
Johnny will be really upset with me if I show up with summer shandies, but I'm sure he'll have his surly furious too. So we'll be in good shape. Summer shandy. I'll remember that one. That's great.
Yep.
So you can find us at The Range Podcast on Instagram and on Facebook. Also be sure to head over to the Vapor Trail and Stokerized social channels and give us a follow there. Once again, you can find the video version of this episode on our Vapor Trail YouTube channel. So be sure to get over there, subscribe, hit the like button, and hit that bell so you can be up to date on all things archery. And of course, if you're listening, be sure to head over and make sure that you give us 5 stars.
5 stars.
And with that,
there it is. We're packing up our bows and we're beating the snowstorm and not going to the range. Peace out, y'all.
Have a great day, everybody. Thanks.
Vapor Trail is now offering an exclusive discount to the Range Podcast listeners. Enter promo code TRP15, that's TRP15, at checkout for 15% off VTX bowstrings and Vapor Trail and Stokerize branded t-shirts, hats, and other gear.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.